anything and everything. Obviously, they have preferred seaweed that they'll eat initially, but once that's all gone, they'll go as far as eating the crystalline growth off the outside of the rocks. You can actually see underwater, they nearly work like a beaver. There'll be one sea urchin will front and back a big bit of seaweed stalk and fall it into all his mates, and then they all climb onto the seaweed and demolish it. They much prefer to eat seaweed that's starting to decompose in preference to freshweed. But they, yeah, basically start off on the moss and the small growth. They're like tree fellers, basically. They'll neatly front and back the stalks of the seaweed.
So in Tasmania, you've got a problem with clear felling both on land and underwater.
You could liken it very much to the forest industry, yeah. Underwater workers, yes.
And you were saying the taste of the sea urchin is also affected by what they're eating.
Yes, the ones that are obviously been grazing only off the casing of the rocks is unharvestable, basically. So when we take the urchins that have come off the healthier bottom, and then you would wait maybe 2 to 4 weeks and go back to the same area, and there will have been, the next wave will have moved off the hard barrens and grazed on good new growth and improved their recovery and row quality.
So you're really working at the frontier, holding them back from moving into the next new area of healthy environment.
Exactly. Depending on how deep the reef is that you're diving, if the reef goes into deeper water, we can maybe harvest one area for 2 or 3 months. If it runs into a sand bottom at a shallower depth, we might only do 2 or 3 harvests off that area. On those more shallower reefs or shoreline, you can actually see within a 6-week, 2-month time frame the weed and ecosystem recovering on the reef.